going on, dog?
How's it going?
Oh, man, just try. I'm calling all of our lenders trying to figure out who's going to be okay with this corporate structure, and it's not quite working out.
Everybody's reviewed the financials and they're not going to do it?
No, just the general corporate structure. We don't
Already.
have tax returns for the individual regions, and considering that for most lenders, they don't want to put the holding company on the contract. It's like, okay, well, how many UCC is going to be filed on this holding company at the end of the day if we're trying to fund X amount of regions, right?
Yeah, no, that's true.
Yeah, so we're trying to figure it out.
Yeah, no, that's tough. It's gonna be a hard one.
It is going to be
Have
a
you
hard
been getting
one.
in more requests from the reps in the last few days on retention pricing or no?
No, it's okay. This was the big one I was hoping for, man. I have not been getting many requests. It looks as though we've been like I just saw some contracts generated, and I absolutely mentioned that they were eligible for retention pricing. But like you mentioned, I think that the reps are trying to sell with max points first and only really using that when we're competing. And thus far, I don't think we've run into too competitive of a situation where we need to utilize it. But like, I like it when we
Okay,
did
so you're putting
have.
the rights into your CRM on every deal, the retention rates that are eligible,
I
the reps
don't
aren't using it to say.
put it into our system right
Yeah.
away. I put in
Okay.
the regular pricing, and then underneath the approval that I enter into our notes section, because you saw how our system works.
Yeah.
Underneath that, I say you are eligible for retention pricing at cheaper buy rates with limited points. Please let me know if you need to use retention pricing in order to compete and win on deals. And that's what I put for every single FOIA approval. They just have not been
Okay.
requesting them because I don't think that they've been needed yet.
Gotta. So they're selling
Now,
these deals with max points.
yeah,
Yeah.
but like on this Grimaldi's, I was, we immediately went to retention because this was a big customer. We wanted to not mess around here. And I think that, I hope that even if like we don't necessarily fund a retention at the end of this 30-day beta phase, I really hope it's something that we'll maintain because I can definitely see it being a competitive advantage for you guys and something that we want to utilize,
Yeah.
especially with September coming up. September's a huge month.
No, for sure, for sure. All right, so we have the contracts out on this power equipment deal. You think that's gonna close?
I couldn't tell you off the top of my head. I know you guys have the superior approval, but and that they're
Okay.
looking for money. Did you ever find out exactly why Grimaldi's ended up dying? I'm like not necessarily upset anymore. I was a little bit upset to begin with because I really wanted to fund $1 million with you guys, but
Yeah. I can get some more clarity. Did Dan speak to Dean about it though? I'm sure that he probably gave him some explanation,
It's
right, or no?
I think that their debt to equity ratios are whack.
Okay.
They're like way over leveraged in other loan products.
Yeah.
That's at least what BFS said.
Yeah, that was what I was told as well, so.
Well, fuck me.
Yeah. Yeah.
We did our
Did you
best,
say they're on
didn't
deck and moving forward with it though?
we? Yeah, they don't even require tax returns for funding, so we may try and just slip it in. But, the customer's not going to want to move forward until we guarantee him $1 million. We can only
Yeah.
go up to 600K on deck, so. So
Yeah.
those are there, but I'm not sure if they'll fund without the remaining 400K necessary to reach the mill.
Okay. Yeah, no, that makes sense. We got a lot of big offers out there though at the moment, like this
We've been getting so many big offers this month, which is why it's like a little bit frustrating. It's like this should be a huge month for us, but maybe it'll
Yeah.
backlog like how May did into June. Like we had so many big deals at the end of May, and then they all just flowed over to June, and we ended up having a record month in June. So
Yeah. Can you take a look through a few of these, like Evergreen Lighting?
oh, dude, that's old. That's old. I can look at it in a moment. Let me talk to you first about something else.
Okay.
It's a weird file. It's a company out of Iowa. They are seed sellers for the agricultural industry. They have extremely volatile revenues, but amazing credit scores for all the owners. Think it goes
Yeah.
780, 780, 810, 820. But this is the breakdown, the bro. It's probably immediately dead. But this is what 6 month looks like. Feb's like 200K. March is like 300K. April $0. May $0. June is 200K. July is 13K. So it's just all over the freaking place. And they just
How many deposits they get in a month?
They just wheel. Well, you know, like in April and May, they got nothing.
Yeah.
And then when they get 200K, I think it's a large sum deposits. Basically, they're literally just flipping seeds. They get seeds at discount, and then they just flip it. So they're looking for a three-month loan for 50K just to buy some inventory and flip it as fast as freaking possible. But yeah. Considering those revenues, I don't think I have a home for them.
Yeah, okay.
For that wouldn't be a home. I mean, just considering that, do you think it's not right?
Yeah, no. Well, how many deposits are they getting in those months as they're doing big deposit volume? It's one, right?
Let me see.
Do you want to send me over the bank so I can take a quick look?
I gotta remember what the hell it's called. Did you leave me a voicemail a second ago?
No.
I've been calling so many friggin' people. It's crazy. Just trying to get this Grimaldi's figured out. It's been bashing my head in. What is going on? Give me one moment. Just downloaded the banks. Stop it. Weird Banks We Spoke About is the title.
Okay. Yeah, shoot it over to me and I'll take a look.
I just think it's going to be a no. I mean,
it doesn't sound good anyway, but I'll take a quick look through the box.
Well, let me just look at these and tell you right now. Number of debits in July when they made 13... Oh, credits, sorry. One credit for 13K in July. In June, they had four credits for a total of 273K. Here, I'll just send it to you. You can just give me your opinion. Just for the hell of it. But yeah, I mean, I don't even think I'm going to submit it. I think I'm just going to kill it right now.
I'd say it sounds like it's not going to be something that we're going to be able to get done. So.
I don't think anyone's going to be able to get it done. I think I'm going to kill it right now. Anyways, hold on. I'm going to put a note into my system and just say it's dead. Talk to a few lenders. No one is interested. Considering they made no deposits in April and May.
One sec, Grant, okay?
Yeah, sir. Able to rebound business November, September, they have August banks, statements available show volume.
Hey.
Yeah. Okay, I did that. What's the name of the deals you want to check out?
So there's some...
Yep.
So green light, evergreen light in.
Lighting. Evergreen. This one. I don't think it went anywhere, man. I do not think it went anywhere.
It didn't close?
I'm not seeing any good signs right now.
We got the steal in from another ISO as well.
I'm just having a hard time finding it on my end. Hold on, I'm going to find it right now. Just give me one moment. Is there another name for it?
The other name is...
I don't think
Yawatz Inc.
Yawatz? Oh my gosh, is that deal? Oh my god. Never mind, I know what this deal is. Yawatz. It's funded at On Deck. They gave us a full boat, 250k.
On Deck, you got 250k from?
Yep.
What was the terms of it? Did you close it on Deck, or they just put out an offer on it?
Funded.
Funded at On Deck?
Yeah, it looks like it funded yesterday. I think we sold a 1.32 over 18 months.
1.32, 18 months, paying how many points?
Five.
Paying five. Okay.
Weekly payment option.
Clickmail was another big one. Clickmail, iPost, Clickmail Marketing Inc.
Yeah, that's another one of Amy's that was big. I remember it being big. I'm not seeing any movement.
Okay.
Last note I have from the rep was on the 17th. 9 days ago.
Okay. Energy Services Partners, 350K too.
Cosmo thought he'd get a 5% loan.
Wow, that was way off.
Yeah.
Way off. Alright, a few more. Taurus Home Healthcare, 170,000.
Taurus Home Health?
Yeah, 170k over 14 months at a 137 buy rate.
I think that they were excited with the approval. We should have an update though.
So it looks like we're paying off peers. So I'm assuming that.
Okay. So. No. This is what happened. I remember this one. Peers or whatever. It is.
They're a really high risk lender.
Yeah, and they're a real POS. They were like fighting the customer to get a payoff letter, and like they were just like, no, we're not gonna give it to you. Or like
their rates are gonna be terrible, so I'm sure they were beating them on the rate and the.
Yeah, no, the notes say that they were excited. I remember just a little bit of email chains going back and forth, and I just remember them saying that Piers was like not wanting to give up a payoff letter.
Okay, well, you just have to get the merchant to like phrase it the right way with them. If he's telling them that he's looking for a payoff letter because he needs a.
That was
a.
If I was a merchant, I'd just be like, Piers, the customer's always right. Do your job and give me my payoff letter.
Yeah, these guys are really scummy, though. I've heard of them before.
I don't know. I'd rip them open.
Yeah.
I think that's crazy that they try and, like, fight it. You know what I mean? It's like... It's just like... It's a customer. You're, like, you're abusing them, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. These guys are crazy.
Yeah, they are.
So you can't get the payoff letter?
I think we may have got something. I'm asking for an update. I don't... I'll have to see around end of day today if
okay.
I can get some good news.
Alright, cool. Then... Network Services Corp, 114K.
No update yet.
No update?
I'm asking for one.
Okay.
I gotta get these reps to leave better notes. Okay, that's asked for an update on that one. Is there another one?
Yeah. EMI Network.
Another name?
Another name is Brand Build Inc.
Brand. Brand. I am supposed to be getting some stuff on Brand in a moment. I mean, I think you guys have... I need to get on this one. You guys have a good approval on it. I'm going to be talking to that representative later today. I'll explain the retention pricing in detail to him because it's not something he's done. Just send me an email on Brand explaining to me.
I don't think
me.
This guy is going to qualify, though, because it's such a short term for retention.
Oh, shit, really?
Yeah.
What tier is he?
You got to look at the PDF just to see if it's in that tier, but it's tier 3. It's on 8 months or longer.
Oh, if it gets cut off at 8 months, then it won't qualify for retention. Never mind.
Yeah. But we put a really good price in, like a 115 6 month. It's not a bad deal, so.
Yeah, I'm going to be speaking to that representative. He's one of our senior reps who works remotely, so I talk to him and get him out.
One more, Gray Line Builders.
Gray Line. I was working on that one earlier today. Seriously, though, send me an email on Brand if you could. Just be like, hey, just a reminder about that Brand deal. I don't know. What's it called?
North Carolina.
What's it called?
I don't know. Do we have an answer from Mondac where we send the driver's license?
I need another company.
The dealer marketing company. Online marketing dealer or something.
I don't think so. I don't think so. Gray Line.
Gray Line Builders.
Do you have an answer or no?
Yeah. Oh, what's going on?
Yeah, we need an answer from Bora and then name.
Hey bro, can you resend me that approval for Gray Line? I don't think I have it on me.
Oh yeah, one sec.
Wait, did you send it today?
It was sent. Take a look.
I just resend it. I don't see it. Okay. Okay. Yeah, just please resend the approval on that one. And then I'll be able to get you a better picture of what's going on there. Currently, we have 150K offered at New Logic in 100K, offered at Business Backers, 150K offered at MCC on Gray Line Builders.
We're offering 211.
Fuck yeah. All right, yeah, send that over, and I'll get it in the system.
All right, sent.
All right. Anything
cool,
else?
Thanks, bud. That's it.
All right, man. Have a happy Friday. For some really weird reason, I anticipate I'm going to talk to you potentially one more time. But hey.
Yeah, probably. All right, later, bud. Bye.
All right, later. Bye.